see both these fellas just growing in the Lord, serving God, being involved. I want to say this about Cain. He's preaching about being a soul winner. I tell you, he shares that burden. He's been out and helping us knock on doors and whatnot. It's not just talk. And so that means a lot to me. And so, Brother Sam, I asked him a couple weeks ago if he'd be willing to speak tonight. And he made an interesting statement. He says, you know, God's really been dealing with my heart about this matter of preaching and whatnot. He said, I'm not exactly sure what all God has in mind. And so I said, well, that tells me the Lord was leading in me asking him to preach. And he says, I got to get 4 teeth pulled a few days before. He says, I hope I'll be able to do it. And so if he's spitting blood and everything flying all over, just don't pay any attention to that. Let's get our Bibles out as Brother Sam comes up and preaches for us.
Okay, good. Okay, hi. just letting everybody know, if you ever get surgery in the mouth, clam chowder is very good. So, and like you said, if I'm spitting up blood, don't worry about it. Turn with me in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 3. And what inspired me to choose this message was, like, whenever a pastor asked me if I wanted to preach about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I really had to make a decision whether I was going to side with God or take the easy way out, which was, you know, not preaching, not having to do it. So, Proverbs chapter 3, let's look at verse number 5. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and a marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Now, dear Lord, I pray that you please help me to preach this message well. As Cain said, calm our nerves. And I pray that the message would be well-received and a blessing. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Now let's look at verse 5 again. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Now when it comes to decisions, you really do have to trust in the Lord if it's a tough decision, like choosing a job or whatever it may be. And leaning to your own understanding may mean it may look easier than God's decision. It may look like a smarter way than God's decision. But whenever you choose God's decision, what he wants for you, and you take his side, it's more profitable for you. Now in verse 6 it says, acknowledge and always acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I think that's saying, in everything that comes up in life, God is always in control. He's omniscient, he's all-powerful, he creator of the universe. So, and it says, he will direct thy paths. So I think summing that up, if you trust in him, he will direct thy paths. Think about that. I think it's a good thing to do if he's the creator of the universe and loves you and wants the best for you. So there's no one better to be directing your paths than the creator of the universe. So the next verse, verse 7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And that's kind of referring back to the other two verses. Being wise in your own eyes, maybe your decision or your idea, maybe you think, well, that's a better idea than what God has. It's a lot easier. Why wouldn't I do that? Well, like it says, God is a lot wiser. And if you fear the Lord, like it also says in that verse, which means honor, respect, and most of all, trust, which is what this message is about. If you trust him, he'll direct thy paths and you will depart from evil, as it says in that verse there. Now, to back this up, let's turn to Psalms chapter 118. And Psalms 118, verse 8, it says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And that, I really think, backs it up. If you put confidence in yourself, a man could be a friend, who else is in your shoes in the same situation. God's better than that. Man's experience doesn't even stack up to that. Your judgment's poor compared to his. So I really think that backs that up. Now let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 3. And the next verse kind of talks about reaping the benefits of what we've talked about so far. It says, "It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones." I think that's saying that it's healthy to trust God, especially in the long term. It can be healthy spiritually if you trust Him, and He will come through for you. Just like Brother Dale said, Christ never wavers even when you waver. If you put your trust in Him, it's going to be fruitful for you spiritually because you're going to be more intimate with Him. And maybe even physically or financially in your life. Maybe you have to trust Him whenever you lose your job. Maybe He's trying to lead you to a better job that is going to be more fruitful for you, or He can use you better. Maybe He's protecting you from something bad in your old job. You just have to trust Him. And let's look at verse 9. It says, "Honor the Lord with thy substance and the first fruits of all thine increase." This is another important decision that people can make. And that's deciding to honor God and give the best in your life to Him. Now, with your first fruits and your increase, that could refer to tithe, but that could also refer to other things in your life, like your time, everything in your life. And that's also a big way of trusting Him. And the next verse, this leads to the next verse. It says, "So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." So if you put your trust in Him and you give Him what looks like the best that you have at that point, God will give you something better and He'll provide your way. I've heard a lot about preaching about faith promise to missions. If you give a lot of money, if you give your best to that and you're afraid, well, someone else might say, that's stupid. Why would you want to be giving something else away whenever you got taxes and, you know, the jobs are... You know, the economy's bad right now, and your own understanding would say, don't do that. But God is saying, trust Him with your increase, and your barns will be full of plenty, and your presses will be full of new wine. So it's going to be very bountiful and fruitful if you trust God. And a decision I had to make recently, like I said before, I had to come up here and decide to preach. I had to lose my hair. So, and people at school said, you know, that's a nice haircut. But it doesn't really stack up to what, if I give that to God, if that was my best in that situation, I guess you could say. But if you give that to God and put in effort and do what He wants you to do, I think it's more worth it in the long run. I still taste blood, by the way. I'm good. So, in conclusion, in all things in your life, I think we should decide to trust God this year. But to anyone who is unsaved, before you can make any of these decisions, before any of these decisions can come to you in life, you have to make the decision to trust Christ with your soul. And that's the most important decision you can make. And once you've done that, you can decide to give your whole life to God and see what He can do with it. So I know that sounds very brief, but I think I'm going to wrap it up there.
I tell you, these fellas had something significant to say tonight.